Our presenting sponsor for today's podcast is Manscaped, who's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. The third-generation trimmer offers advanced skin-safe technology to reduce grooming accidents, and it's waterproof, so you can groom in the shower. And by grim, I mean groom in the shower. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Logan at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com and use code Logan. Your balls will thank you.
This is the moment that we're all going to look back and remember. And I'm just scared that we're moving on so quick and everything's going to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we get to wake up every day and be best friends and make content and go to each other's houses and see each other and be there for each other. So it's like, we're all separating. This is, I don't know.
You're tearing up a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
We can still be best friends just with 4,000 miles between us.
We just use just where that camera angle was. It's just aiming at the wall.
Abyss, dude. Hit that subscribe button. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Man, it's an interesting vibe in the house today because I just announced and told my friends
that this is the last episode of Impulsive
thanks
ever.
Thanks for watching. Goodbye. I'm moving to Puerto Rico. I was there this past week kind of scouting it out. I've been fiending for a change in my life. And I think I got that bug bit me that is biting everyone leaving LA. And I finally got it. And
West Nile. You have the West Nile virus, is that what you're saying? Because there's some dangerous insects down there in fucking PR.
There's not. So no. That's what I thought. I thought it was more third world than I suspected. So I went out there to scout it and I just fell in love with it. And obviously I'm impulsive and I trust my gut, my instincts. Feel like it's the closing of a chapter and the opening of a new one. Getting a lot of senior year vibes around the house. I've been singing that song the whole as we go on. We remember. We'll get copyright for that.
Copyright infringement is forever.
And I can tell you're a little upset.
Yeah, George is really fun. So really quickly, before we started the show today, Logan just gave us an entire PowerPoint presentation called Why You People Should Move to Puerto Rico with Me. And he, for lack of a better word, stated his case. And a lot of the stuff was aimed directly at me. Me and him have had some very intimate conversations over the past week. About why it would make sense for me to be there and why I should pick up and leave and go there. And every time I've said, hey man, listen, bro, I'm not fucking moving to Puerto Rico with you. So he put together a whole Puerto Rican PowerPoint.
You went full
document.
Jordan Belfort on me.
Yeah.
You pounded your head with a microphone and said, I'm not fucking leaving.
I'm not fucking leaving. Yeah. And then George walked in during this PowerPoint and now this is his current attitude towards things, I guess.
I think everybody can agree that I'm the most sensitive one in the group.
Yeah, you fucking pussy.
Yeah.
I'm
a fucking guy that brings.
I'm kidding.
We love you, man.
I love you so much, George.
I get nervous just because I know right now is, and I would say this 1,000 times, this is the moment that we're all going to look back and remember. And I'm just scared that we're moving on so quick and everything's going to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we get to wake up every day and be best friends and make content and go to each other's houses and see each other and be there for each other. So it's like, we're all separating. This is, I don't know.
You're tearing up a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
We could still be best friends just with 4,000 miles between us.
You ever 17 hours to get to you. It was supposed to be
10. I had a flight delay. I had a horrible flight delay.
You ever had a good pen pal before?
Yes, but I was dyslexic and he stopped writing.
Dude, and you could be really good friends over Zoom. Zoom stock is up in a major way this year because everybody's Zooming each other. Let me tell you something, Georgie, and this applies to everyone in the audience. When Logan brought this opportunity to me, he's like, pick up, move to Puerto Rico. Come with me. We'll continue doing what we've been doing. That sounded really comfortable. Sounded like a really comfortable offering to me. He said, you could come crash in my crib down there, make more money. We'll keep the podcast going. It sounded super comfy. And in my life, one thing that I know is whenever something starts to feel comfortable, it's not a long-term solution. It's just not. And nowadays in my life, when I see something that looks uncomfortable, like it could result in a dramatic change, a drastic contrast with what currently exists as my life, I welcome that with open arms. And I'll tell you why, George. Every time something in my life has changed dramatically, the cards have fallen down all around me and I've had to pick those cards up and build something new, it has always, 100% of the time, led to something dramatically greater than what fell down. Every single time, without question. And so you have to look at change in that, with that perspective, that what comes is greater than what was.
No, I get that. And I don't know. I get that every single time we get in like an uncomfortable position or a tough spot or something you don't want to go through, it usually comes out to be like better than you expected. It's just, to me, it's the friendship. 28 years of my life, like, I love what we have. Like, this, like, growing up, friendship was like a very hard thing to solidify. Like, people that fuck with you for like forever and always.
Yeah.
So, and I, for example, Kaveh is my best friend. He's in Arizona. We're far from each other and we're still best friends. It's doable. I don't know. I
wrestle with this a lot, George. Honestly, it's like, oh, I have a really awesome setup here, surrounded by a lot of people that I love. And I'd like to continue this for the rest of my life. But is that realistic?
No, it's gonna end sometime.
I'm noticing it with him, man. The deeper and deeper he falls in love with that girlfriend of his.
Dad's nothing to do.
I see him less and less.
No, it does not.
He started disappearing from my life. Bro, I got home last night from Puerto Rico to an empty ass house.
Fucking Mike.
I said this. I'm lonelier here than I would be in Puerto Rico.
How about I'll move in here. My girlfriend can have the master at my house. Right? Well, this guy's never here unless he wants the game.
I don't even know if I'm keeping this house, dog. I'm wrestling with a lot right now.
You're giving up. Look at when we won.
Slow down a second.
Look when we fucking won.
Is that you in that picture?
Well, when I look back on it, it is.
Look like Spencer.
You're throwing this all away.
No, I'm not.
Also, people are going to believe your bullshit, bro. Slow down. Last night was Valentine's Day. The entire course, I was with my girlfriend, the entire course of my relationship, you've also been in one and we're equally unreachable, doing your own thing in your bedroom. And I was doing my own thing. And just for the past couple months, it also doesn't matter because, to be quite honest with you, over the past, let's be fully transparent here and talk about things that really haven't been talked about much off camera. For the past year, you've moved very much into a business sense that is extremely Logan Paul focused, which as it should be, rightfully so. But at times it feels like there isn't much collaborative room for a Mike Malak in that effort. And that's all by default, by design. Boxing, the crypto, the Pokemon, those are not my passions. Those are your things. And I see you walk around the house from day to night with the AirPods in, talking to people about those pursuits. And it's really hard for us
I'm an AirPod fucking guy.
Guy, now. Yeah.
That's how you know.
Yeah, facts.
I'm day trading. What the fuck am I doing? Yeah, I it makes sense. And the Puerto Rico move for you two, I will say, it doesn't make any sense for you.
I have two, like, motherfucker.
You could swing it.
Like last year, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, yeah. But I can't now.
Yeah, I have to get out of LA. I've been feeling it. I, even before I went to Puerto Rico, was looking at a couple of houses in LA to change it somehow.
I will admit this. When me and Belle were having like a heart to heart, because everything was like kind of changing, I did say this. I go, I pray that Logan does go to Puerto Rico because I just feel like that's your next thing. It is good for you. So if it's good for you, then it's good for me.
Yeah.
But fucking Mike had to ruin it by getting a girlfriend.
So I feel like people are wondering why Puerto Rico, right? Yeah. Like how random.
Yeah.
Taxes.
It's one vertical.
Yeah.
It's one. It's a big one.
It's 96% of a big one, which ironically is the same amount of money you keep every year if you move to Puerto Rico.
It's yeah.
She showed us in his PowerPoint, Mamacitas, but we couldn't fucking see her face. So like that was fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting crazy here in California, you know, paying taxes.
Everybody is leaving. And for what?
Because the potholes in the streets are not fixed.
Homeless people
everywhere. A dearth of employment. COVID not handled the right. Like I don't know. I don't love it. And so I kind of looked at Texas a little bit. You know, like Rogan, Miami. right? Jake moved to Miami. I flew down there before Puerto Rico, again, on a scout, checking it out.
Yeah.
I did not like Miami. Texas felt just as isolated as Puerto Rico. And same with Miami. Miami and Texas both have no state tax. I think it's 13.5%, which is not, it's not nicer than here in California, right?
No, California's got the 13%.
13.5%, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Texas and Florida don't have it. That, so make $1 million, you save $135,000 if you live in Texas or Florida. Correct. But Texas just felt like literally in the middle of almost nowhere. And the heat I didn't love. And Miami.
Yeah, we were there. We went down there together.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah, I went on that part. No COVID. They don't even acknowledge that it exists there. Yeah. I was at a dinner and took a walk upstairs later on just for a couple minutes to a lounge that exists there, and wall to wall, capacity packed and absolutely no mask, people just partying it up like it was 1999 again. And supposedly that had nothing on Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay celebrations were even bigger. And so it was a wild contrast once again from what we see here in LA, and I think what's going on anywhere else. But also you just didn't jive with it beyond the COVID
control. I knew you wouldn't.
Not at all.
Me and you are not partiers. We don't like to like rage and shit.
I like being out
once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't speak for you, but when we did go out all the time, it was very like, it was like once in a blue moon. We did it really nice, made a great story, and then came back. But yeah. Miami's like, these motherfuckers are like, I'd be coming home. They'd be getting ready to go out. Yeah, and I'm
dinner,
like, what the
dinner
fuck
starts
is
at
happening?
Like midnight, and the clubs are out. People are at the clubs till like 8 a.m.
And everybody has just like a white nose. It's like powder on it. I don't know what's going on.
I'm 25.
Like they don't even know how to do their makeup properly.
I got no energy anymore. I want to do different shit. The best way I can describe it is that I felt like the people in Miami, I really felt to my core that their intentions didn't align with mine. Like, you know, trying to get laid, trying to fucking drink, do drugs, party. Some of them trying to make money, but I'm out here on a creative hustle, a grind. And especially with boxing, Puerto Rico makes sense because you enter training camp for 2 to 3 months straight at a time where you can't do anything anyways. Yeah. I can't go out and enjoy that Miami
yeah,
nightlife.
I think,
but I can't go out and enjoy the LA nightlife.
It,
like,
it makes sense.
Zoning in twice a year for 4 to 6 months, it's nice. And it's nice to do it in Dorado, aka fucking heaven on earth.
But I think that that's actually contrary to a creative grind or a creative mission, because what I'm saying is this: if the mission you were on was to go somewhere that stimulated that creative gland, then I would be completely aligned with doing so with you, because that's the grind I'm on. I'm writing books. I have a movie being made off the first book. I have all kinds of programs to make. I have a bunch of new creative businesses that are starting. You're going to Dorado to remove the distractions, to remove the creative strategy and simply punch. But I mean, that's what you said.
No,
training camp there.
My best ideas come from when I'm alone and I've completely internalized.
But what about the execution of such? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's easy. The execution's easy. With the Rolodex that I've developed during the 6 years that I've been in LA, the execution's the easy part. Every time I internalize and every like, some of my best ideas happen when I'm just focused on my own. Like, I want to write scripts, dude. I can't do it here. I'm so distracted. I have two movies I want to write. I need to write. And I just haven't found the time or necessarily motivation to do it here. Like, in Puerto Rico, it's funny. You're motivated to do more and make more money because of the implications that come with it.
Do you feel like... I've always been a bit hesitant in life going after things that have a primary goal of money.
Yeah.
And I'm asking a question. I guess I was leading into that. Like, does it worry you at all that, you know, you're leaving everything, you're leaving good, very good friends, you're leaving a great show, you're leaving, you know, all
well, the show's not ending. Well, I
regardless,
make that,
we'll
I
talk
make that really
we'll
clear.
Talk about that. But yes, just for the primary just for the primary mission and goal of putting more dollars in your pocket.
Well, it's not the primary reason. And I liken it to working smarter, not harder. Honestly.
What's the primary reason? if not, say it
so, sorry, sorry, sorry. That is the primary reason.
Oh, got it.
But
got
but
it.
there's a plethora of other
ancillary,
ones.
Ancillary.
Yeah.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That all contributed to it, but
I wait.
I'm working smarter, not harder. It's always been what I've. It's always been something I'm good at.
Yeah.
And really, I think leaning into boxing and that like pure locked in focus concentration lends itself really nicely to moving to somewhere like Dorado.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As well as all the other additional benefits that it has. I don't know, bro. When I was there, like,
it just felt right.
I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, trust me. When I go to places like that or to Cabo or something like that, it always feels good. I just worry, you know, for myself at least, not for you, about the long-term prospect of being there for that length of time. And also, I have a couple new projects that I haven't even really talked to you about yet that are going to be leveraging the new wave of creators.
Sure,
we're going to be moving people out to LA and putting
them
in a big house.
Mind you, I only have to be there 6 months out of the year.
Yep,
I'll probably do more because I'm telling you, I really like it. But like, I'll still be here in LA. And the only sticking point that I had was this show.
Yeah.
Spent $60,000 to build a brand new set.
$70,000.
Yeah. And so we have to figure out a way to keep this going because obviously Impulsive's very, very near and dear to our hearts. It's my baby. My last name's even in the title, even.
So. when I was weighing the pros and cons bullshit with you, and there was like I said, a fuckload of pros and very little cons. One of the cons was this, and Bell was like, "Yo, you could just like he was talking about. You could put a camera and then like a wood thing,
remotely.
And then if you're staying here, we could still sit in our same seats, and it would honestly look the same.
We talked about
that.
I'll
be a holographic projection.
You'd be like Michael Jackson or Tupac.
That's right."
We said, wow, I think that's possible.
We actually talked.
I wonder if that's fucking possible. To be a hologram. That would be cool.
We actually talked about that, though. We talked about the idea of me potentially staying here at the house and holding it down as like a Greg Paul ranch hand.
Would you move in with Amara?
But for the house. I don't know what I would do yet. Here's the thing. For me, specifically, because of the position I've been in for the past 2 years, I think my life hits the most contrast, even though he's moving out of LA. This me not going to Puerto Rico to me and to other people who I've talked to about this already equals my stepping out of the shadow of being Logan's right-hand man, which has been incredible for me. It has been an incredible ride for me, but there's a lot of people who are trying to coax me in the direction of, yo, start building your own platform. Start making sure that you're out of that spotlight. You have the talent. You have the platform. You have all the things that are necessary to fucking do so. Now go fucking do it. And so it's like, there's just a lot of things that need to be considered. A lot of things that need to be considered.
I was in Miami.
Yeah. You hated it.
Yeah. So we went out to that club. It was funny. You saw single Logan again.
I did.
I realized.
It was scary.
Why?
No, it was good. It was good. You're actually so like... You're single, but you're like so elevated out of that scene that like you almost were like standoffish to the advances of good looking women. You know what
bit.
I'm saying? You were just like, yo, could you back the
no,
fuck off?
No, because I didn't know what to do. I what do I do with my hands? Like I panicked, honestly. Because now I'm single
Step
again,
one,
right?
Don't touch them.
No, I swear. Getting numbers
yeah.
is a skill, right? It takes strategy. There's a thing there. You have to complete a task, and that is to get the number to continue communication with said human being. And I forgot, literally I forgot. I was like, oh yeah, like if I want to keep like this going, I need to get a number. So I had to, dig in my brain. It's been over a year about like how to do this. And I realized something about myself. So I've been in LA too long, right? Post Malone said it best. How I see the same bitches everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I have a hodar.
Hodar.
I have a really good one.
Yep.
And I was talking to this one girl at the club for like an extended period of time. We know we were vibing. It was all good. But something, I don't know. Something wasn't 100% kosher. And I couldn't put my finger on it because she's a beautiful girl, like nice, smart, educated. We were really getting along. And we went back to a house party afterwards and like fully could have put the pedal to the metal and been like, yo, this is the one. Like, we're gonna go for it. But I don't know, my gut, my instinct wasn't allowing me to do so. And we had a conversation during our time together about her not, succumbing to the easy, like, show your tits and ass online to make money. She said she doesn't do OnlyFans because, she doesn't need to do that to make money. She says she's a fashion designer, really just like an outstanding young woman. So I thought.
Oh, no.
Bro, the next day, Jake and his boys looked this girl up. OnlyFans account. Sucking dick.
On her OnlyFans?
Come on her chest, really? Face, all the above.
Are you sure it was the right girl?
Under an alias.
So it wasn't her.
Under an alias. No, it was her.
No, but it wasn't. It was someone. It was a different name.
It's the same girl, Mike.
No, I know,
it's
but.
The same girl.
How did you not see this coming?
Literally.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know.
It's
I was in
like
Miami.
When a guy
what?
Talks about money, it doesn't have money. You get what I'm saying? Like when people say shit, it's like they're reflecting what they are
I,
doing.
I believe in people.
I don't
people.
Fucking suck dick for money. There's no fucking not now. Not now.
Wait, but also you're in Miami on this weekend trip. The hodar goes off. You find a girl who just
doesn't go off. It doesn't go off.
No, a little bit because I didn't do the dirty.
Well, yeah. So I thought you do the dirty.
Hold
if
on,
the
hold on,
off.
Hold on, hold on. So
what the fuck's no, that?
No, my
ability to wreck.
My ho days are over. No more hoes.
Got no wife a one night stand.
No mo hoes.
That's what I was getting at. Sorry, before I was interrupted. All I was saying was this. If your hodar went off and you found out that she was a cum guzzling OnlyFans girl, wouldn't that be like a green light? But he asked that same question before I was able to. And
no mo hoes.
Why?
Too much energy just to get laid? Not anymore.
No, that's the definition of a hoes. No energy.
Yeah. What if I told?
There's
what kind of hoes you messing with, bro?
You ain't taking my precious seed.
You're turning into Andre, bro.
I know.
You're gonna because here's the thing, man.
Are you coming inside of yourself?
That's all cum. That's disgusting.
That's gross.
You're gross.
I've never heard that. I don't have energy for hoes.
I have. No, I have. For sure. They get in the way of a lot of things. But also at the same time, like I also know that there's a fucking dramatic risk not getting that nut off, dude. Like I honestly, bro, you give me a week without a nut off, I will stab my
Violet.
Sister,
yeah.
bro.
Violet.
And I love my sister, yeah, but if she got too close,
we
she's getting
Abby.
A fucking blade, bro.
Love Abby.
Like, yo, you can't be doing that to yourself unless you're, of course, a vegan or a Scientologist.
Or a Christian waiting for marriage.
George, shut up, you fucking sinner.
I'm so sorry.
You're a massive sinner.
I knew that was going to come with repercussions.
Fucking sinner.
Fuck me.
There's only one person that's a Christian waiting for marriage, and she's sitting right fucking there.
Yeah, Danny, she got a boyfriend.
D. Actually, wait. No D.
She got a brand new boyfriend.
Whoa. That's funny because
she's been acting brand new.
That's her business. Shut up, guys. I didn't
say. Hold the hands.
I'm sorry, D. These guys are delinquents.
Is that Christian? Is that legal Christianity?
Is it legal Christianity? I don't know if it's legal Christianity.
Can you touch hands?
Can we hold touch hands? Listen, Mike, you're the reason why Logan's leaving. And you, my friend, are talking about all these hoes in Puerto Rico, but you don't even know how to like talk to them.
I'm the worst. The other night, I'm begging Mike. Where the party's at, Mike? Mike, what's happening?
Dude, Mike, send me where the party's at.
Seriously, he used to be the guy, right? And he's like, yeah, I heard about this one up the street. Like, he came through this night, even though he's wifed up. He's like, yo, there's one up the street. There's, you know, another down the street. and I wanted to go out so bad. And then when he actually told me where they were and it came down to it, cap. I go, I'm a little too probably tired to go out. I don't got the energy. That's why I'm living in the middle of heaven with my brother, focusing on
that
boxing.
With who?
With Jake.
Jake.
Oh,
I love that. I love that you guys are together.
I think I could provide him with some good guidance as an older brother. I think he's been lacking solid
leadership, like mentorship
a little bit. And I've had the pleasure of having you as my mentor. And I think me living with Jake in Puerto Rico, because we're going halfsies on a house together. We'll be
halfsies on a housey. So you're just going to take all that gleaning advice from me and then just apply it to Jake?
Yeah.
It's like generational fucking mentorship right there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are, because you guys came to LA together and now you guys are going there together. That's good. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a fresh start. Nobody runs into any problems.
There's nothing more exciting than a little uncertainty, bro.
Honestly, no, that's true. If a girl's like, oh, I might be pregnant, that I don't want to.
No, not that.
I don't. That uncertainty. But I just mean
like,
to hell.
But I just mean it's like, it's like if I think of
like, I want to be certain about that shit.
If I think of like the idea of just of like being at this desk and in a year, you know, doing this, it feels good. It sounds nice. But like, who knows what a year from now looks like if we just fucking smash this whole thing to smithereens with a sledgehammer, light the pieces on fire.
You can't, Mike. We can't.
No, not the actual set.
No, the podcast. We can't stop.
No. I don't mean that.
Mike, we got competition on the horizon.
I'll be honest. You go to Puerto Rico, you're going to have competition with me also, because I'll definitely have my own podcast.
Oh, no. Well,
I should have started it fucking a year ago. Oh, no. I'll still be doing ours for sure. But
you cheating on me?
With myself. Nice. I'll be jerking off.
Support for Impulsive is brought to you by Manscaped, who's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all of your below-the-waist grooming needs. Do not read. Host to talk about a time when he's hurt his balls while... It is the worst. It is the worst.
Wait, when you chop your balls off with the razor?
No, well, not that far.
When you dig in, it happens to me with my current razor setup all the time.
Yeah.
I get these three little divots and it starts to bleed a little bit and burns.
It burns after.
I'm going to try this one tonight. Or actually...
Is that the third generation trimmer that features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology pioneered by Manscaped?
That's it. This is the one you use, right?
Yeah, when I tell you it's premium, it's premium. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes, so you can shave your balls for 90 minutes if it's an El Yunque rainforest down there. The waterproof technology
allows
you to
groom. All the Middle Easterners are like, all right, Manscaped. I like it.
They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology, not forgetting about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you're listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself and let me know how the ball trimming goes. Get 20% off your order plus free shipping with the code Logan at manscaped.com. Your balls are gonna thank you. Back to the program. No, dude, seriously.
Yeah.
Look who just showed up.
I know.
Look
who's, I know look about who's in it. I watched his 4.5 second podcast. It was short.
Double D.
I know all about
He's
it.
He's here
bro.
To play.
18 million views. Four million views.
Davey Dobrik.
Davey D.
Was
brand
that a
new.
Full vlog, the 7 minutes? That's just a rant one of you boys do for like 7 minutes.
He's calling it a podcast. So wait, just so I'm clear, is that how long all of the...
Can't be. No.
That can't be possible.
It's
right?
Not a podcast.
His set looks beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he killed it. That kid, he doesn't really make any missteps.
He's not a big misser.
Yeah. He's killing it. So yeah, his podcast views in his brand new, what is it, like $9.8 million house. He put a podcast studio in there. And it's interesting because... He was audio only, and now it looks like he's going to be visual as well as audio, which is exactly what we are. And we've heard that since we aren't audio only, kind of fucks us a little bit sometimes.
It does.
Almost shot ourselves in the foot because we say we're the number one podcast in the world, right? And like, if you were to add up the views and the listeners, probably.
We'd be close.
We'd probably be top 10. But
Top five.
We cannibalize ourselves because all our shit is on YouTube. We're visual, right? We're expressive. We got Caleb over there, like with the camera, which is also also acts as a character in a way and contributes to the comedy. We got CJ on the cuts.
But
CJ, yo, no one cuts like CJ.
Nah.
This dude's comedy cut. I've never seen anything like it. It's great.
But it's more than just the video views on YouTube itself cannibalizing the audio views. It's the lack of new awareness as a result of us not being in the top five. Like when you scroll that top 10 podcasts in the world list, or when you scroll, because if we had done the Mike Tyson episode audio only, we would have had the number one podcast that week on all of audio. Mm. Now that the idea of that on Spotify or on Apple and those and all of the awareness that comes along being at the top of the chart there just drives more listenership.
Can I ask our audience a question?
Well, he's always
he started
video.
With video.
Yeah. But regardless,
I want to ask a question to the audience because this is one of the solutions I had for the Puerto Rico ex-California impulsive crossover to make it continue. If we did go audio only, like I'm sitting at my house in PR and y'all are here, it's one way to continue it. But I understand it's not ideal, right? Like we want to keep the show going, but please comment below what your honest thoughts are about that. But yeah. Dobrik's going to be interesting to see what happens because he has such a cultural pull that he can get some awesome, awesome A-list guests on there pretty much probably every week and start slashing his way up the rankings. He's already really high, but obviously top tier celebrities love him. If he can nail that podcast, it'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
And by the way, best of luck to him. I hope he crushes it. But it's not always that, as you know, the podcast game is simply just not about who you can get on the show. That definitely helps drive new viewers. It definitely helps, you know, get people onto the platform. But the podcast game is about long form storytelling, about camaraderie between co-hosts, is about the pulling the right topics together, talking about the right things. And so I think from an awareness generation standpoint, having those kind of guests on, but you know, we're where we are because we've had 260 consecutive episodes of building this thing, you know, and talking about the right things and stuff. So I'll also be interested to see how long the episodes are. I mean, 7 minutes is not really a podcast.
No.
It was a preview.
Got it.
His dream is to be like a late night talk show. And the way he set it up is like that.
And it will be perfect.
I've said it on this show before. I think he's this generation's like Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, right?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
I read a quote in an article of his. It's like, why would he not just do that himself at his house 100%. In his own studio? Like, why does he need to go on a late night show and you know get paid a salary instead of owning
his
entire IP?
I guess, right?
Digital is the new age, man. Digital is the new age. Even like. Everything is going digital, and I feel so strongly about that. I'm going to lean even more so very heavily into digital. It's part of the reason this NFT boom is happening.
Oh, my God.
Are y'all paying any attention to NFT? Non-fungible tokens? I have yet to, like, officially explain what my plan is with the NFTs and what our release looks like. I guess I'll just do it now. But NFTs, you know about these, Georgie?
No.
Non-fungible tokens. In short, they're digital collectibles, right?
Okay.
I have a Pokemon card in real life. It's awesome. But what if I had a Pokemon card or a Pokepets, for example, or a highlight of an NBA slam dunk in a big game on my phone and I have the collectible and it's one of 10 in the world, right? For us, it maybe doesn't make as much sense to go, look at this collectible. I have it here. It's tangible. It's right here in front of you. It's a physical. It's an asset.
Yeah.
But Gen Z, even the generation under them, Gen X, I think catalyzed by our generation, is going to go, look at what I have on my phone. I own this clip. It's called NBA Top Shots is one of them. I own this clip of LeBron James scoring a buzzer beater to beat Miami Heat. I own this clip, and there's only 10 other people who have it. It's a digital collectible.
Also, but like respectfully.
Sure.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay. My knee-jerk reaction as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people It is
they give a fuck about like a view and the fact that you created it.
Why do you give a fuck? Who gives a fuck that I own a PSA 10 first edition Charizard?
I think it's because it's art and you could hold it and have it in your house. And I feel like the value of somebody having to like go see it in person has a lot more value.
Sure. But why would that not also be mindset for digital?
Because like, how do you know? Does it hold its same value? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And when it's minted, there's like there's a code. All it is code, right? There's a code that is non-fungible, means unable to be duplicated.
I know, but they say that, bro.
Or do yeah, no.
What if what if you screenshot it? Can I get record the Bronx
hackers?
And by the way, hold on,
hackers,
really quick.
Yeah, go for anything. Cryptocurrency as well.
What if so like that?
Oh my god!
Why did you do that?
Because he wasn't done talking. Okay, no. And I will Spider-Man you.
Oh my God, George, this is disgusting.
Was awesome.
It was kind of awesome.
That was so cool.
It was so accurate, right?
What the fuck just happened? No fucking way.
No, you got it on the camera,
stop,
you idiot.
Stop,
George, you got to clean
stop
all this
it.
Up.
This is my OnlyFans.
I saw it.
Like and subscribe to this.
Hey, that was great.
That was good.
Put it in the highlight reel. Please. What is that?
Well, if I was Spider-Man and I was a guest and he cut you off, I'd just fucking zip it, buddy. And just get him right in the mouth.
What? That was great.
What a mess.
Non-fungible tokens, digital collectibles.
Yeah, so
NBA Top Shots is grossing millions of dollars on their drops. CryptoKitties.
Sorry, Mike.
Is
so wet. It's sticky.
CryptoKitties. They're little kitties you can buy for, I think, certain amounts of Ethereum. They've grossed over $25 million just selling these digital collectibles that can breed with each other. And so as a product of the digital age, I'm definitely going to lean into this space with my own NFTs. It was part of the reason that my Pokemon box break did so well. Can I get a round of applause? We got the first ever $1 million Pokemon box. I had no idea that it was going to be this big. I thought the packs would maybe sell for around $15,000 each. They sold for an average of $38,250 on golden auctions. We sold 33 of them, which puts it at about $1.3 million. The $350,000 box that I bought grossed $1.3 million, and we still have three packs left that we're going to do another NFT pairing with via Bonly. That's going to be awesome, so stay tuned on there. The people who win those last three packs are also going to fly them out to LA to watch a box break live, so it's going to be exciting. But yeah, part of the reason I think it did so well was because we paired the packs with an NFT, and that NFT has value because there's only a limited number. There's 44, and it's part of this this market hype phenomenon of me X Pokemon X this new industry that is digital collectibles. And we're going to be selling more after the box break. We're going to be selling the highlights of some of the pools, bro. Imagine if you own me pulling the Charizard, a little 10-second clip on your phone. And I know, trust me, I get it. It's a hard concept to make sense of, but it is real. It is happening. And a lot of people are sinking a lot of
that
money.
That clip of Logan's mic falling over, I'm currently selling the NFT for. Okay, sponsored by Ethereum. You could buy it over on my website, buyuselessshit.com. It is completely fully functioning, and no one else can have it except for you, unless of course you screen record this YouTube clip, in which case anyone can have it.
Oh yeah, I'm good. Thanks, DJ.
That was really funny.
Hey guys,
that was perfect.
Guys, that's never happened.
His whole mic.
I don't know why.
His whole mic fell apart.
It was like a sign that we're just falling apart. Everything's coming.
Yeah, it's over.
No,
it's actually just starting, dude.
Yeah. So yeah,
I like that attitude.
You know, cryptocurrencies on the rise. Decentralization of currency is continuing more and more prominent in today's society. I think we're just getting started with the NFTs. A lot of big business there.
One of the utmost experts on this making believe data can somehow be used to pay for things. Boom. Chantel Jeffries is coming on the show this week to talk about her early entry on Dogecoin and other
every one of them
cryptocurrencies.
I love her.
She's incredible.
She's amazing.
Great human being.
Her opening text to me. When we reignited this conversation to get her on Impulse was this. Do you remember when I convinced you to buy $500,000 in Bitcoin in 2017? I said, I do. You want to know what's worse?
You sold it?
Never did it. Never ended up actually buying the Bitcoin, which I regret. I would have had $2.5 million if I just listened to Chantel Jeffries.
I don't think I've ever heard that said before. if I just listened to Chantel Jeffries.
$2.5 million.
Connor Blakely was right.
She is
the female Kygo.
CJ the DJ.
She's cool, bro.
Oh my God.
Smart too.
I fuck with her because she's smart, she's beautiful, but she's very kind. And I always fucked with that. I remember the first day you introduced me to her, I was like, oh, she doesn't have to do that whole like fuck off attitude because she's confident who she is. And she could have made you a lot of money if you listened to her.
You fucked up. Yeah. Speaking of Connor Blakely, another name that's blowing up in the current Hollywood and media scene, Michael Gruen.
Michael fucking
Our
Gruen.
Friend Michael Gruen is yes. blowing up. Everybody's talking about yeah. the man that is the Clubhouse legend, the connector of TikTok stars himself, Michael Gruen. He's brought a ton of people onto our show. Now he's being mentioned by Hollywood A-listers such as Tim Dillon and other large movie stars. Not large like that, but just like large, like big up-and-coming
people. You didn't
people.
Need to fix it. We knew what you
were
talking about.
Shut the fuck up, right?
Let me grab my Spider-Man thing again.
Michael Gruen.
Yeah. What? Yeah, amazing. I remember the first time he came over here, you know, 2 years ago, and y'all almost fought at 2 a.m. He was talking about Republicans.
Oh, he was telling us that Trump was going to save the world. It was the second coming of Jesus Christ. I think it was like something along the lines of that, which a lot of people have bought into. And I believe there's Trump dressed up as Jesus Christ NFTs over on my website right now. yeah, but everybody's talking about he's big on Clubhouse. And as we watch Clubhouse continue to grow and snowball and pull more and more of these kind of people in. Are you taking in a lot of Clubhouse chats right
None.
Now?
Not one.
Yeah, me neither.
I'll get on there to talk about my NFT sale because I think there's a lot of value in people who care.
Yeah.
Unlike you.
No, I do. I do. I'm joking.
on Clubhouse. Know. But it's a good place to network and I think potentially get your ideas amplified. But I don't know, bro. It's a
it's
lot.
Such a weird
there's
place.
There's a lot of noise there. That's the issue.
It's I don't know if I said this yet, but I'll start at the top of the different chat rooms. And the first one with the most members in it will be like how to grow your business through influencer and e-commerce, right? And there'll be like 1.4 thousand people in the chat. And I'll scroll down to the next one. It'll be like how to get that pussy wet with like a bunch of like bursting water emojis.
Tim Dillon did a room.
Bro, I would go to that room.
What was it called again?
What was it called?
Should girls own Bitcoin?
Oh, should
girls be allowed to own Bitcoin?
I you sent me it,
so
right?
Funny.
And I was like, there's
so
no
funny,
fucking way. And then I found out it was Tim Dillon's room. Should women be allowed to own Bitcoin? That was what his room was called. And it was Tim Dillon and a bunch of women.
is he like clickbaiting?
Yeah, he's a troll.
Yeah,
he's
does.
Fucking
he's
with
a
everyone.
Troll, but a master and the best at it right now, dude. But it's just funny, like looking at this contrast of like.
Tagged me as George W. Bush in the picture.
Yeah.
I go, fuck you, man. Like, we were like right next to each other.
You were close. So close.
He did not care.
Speaking of.
I like your transitions. They're all the same.
speaking of digital pursuits.
Sure.
Continue to use the Twitch platform to have a little bit of fun. And there's different waves of games that get popular over there on Twitch. And right now it's Grand Theft Auto role-playing. Everybody's back in the GTA realm.
I walked into Evan's room.
Yeah.
And he's dressed as a police officer.
Yeah. Yep.
I said, what the fuck are you doing? He said, I'm role-playing. I said, what? And in his little world, he was a cop.
Yep.
He had codes written down in front of him that he would say to his friends who understood the code, right? 10-4, robbery on the loose.
Yep.
Right? And they would all then act and do these certain things.
Brother.
Have you been fucking?
It is. Okay, so I'm going to get to that. It is very
what
real.
What the fuck
everything,
are you guys talking
everything,
about?
Everything. Grand Theft Auto, the game.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
but I get the role-playing.
On Twitch, it's been modded out for role-playing. And so there's like FaZe Clan houses. There's the Maverick house, maybe. Then you could live in them. And and then people start turf wars and try to steal your house. And there's supermarkets. And there's different warring factions. And some people play as cops. And when they play as cops, they actually will come and arrest you for running a red light. Mm-hmm. Like it exists like a real world. So the other day I was in the game and I was playing as a more just like normal character, speaking as myself. And I saw these girls twerking in the parking lot outside the strip club.
Yeah, of course.
And so I went up to her and I said, yo, it was good. Shorty was popping. Like, you go, you know, I'll be a
do
little.
Do they hear you?
Oh, yeah.
They
proximity
hear
chat. So when you get whoa close to people, you, like in real life, you could talk to them.
Were
so
they actually
the
girls?
Were
they
oh,
actually,
yeah.
They were
oh,
women.
Yeah. They were actual girls.
I saw ladies come across men so,
I'll get
women
to that also, because there's a couple cross-dressers and yeah, different, sure, one sure by the name of Ferbella. Shout out Ferbella. Yeah. If you're watching this, who always comes after me, hey, Mike, like that. It's the wild place. But so you get into this proximity chat, right? And I went up to this girl and I said, yo, it was good. Cause in GTA, like I get a little bit more like.
Are you single in there?
I'm gonna fucking get to that.
I'm sorry.
So I go up to this girl and I'm like, yo, what's good, Shorty? How you doing tonight? She's like, oh, I'm chilling. What's good? I'm like, you going into the club and shit? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you got a man? And she's like, nah, I'm like, you ain't like fucking Rice Gum or so. Cause all the girls like to fuck Rice Gum. He's like the master pimp in the game, okay, right? And so she's like, nah, I'm single and shit. And I was like, oh, I was like, that's dope. That's dope.
Oh, so you're chirping in the game.
All of a sudden, my chat starts to fill up. Oh, no. Yo, Poopy Puff is incoming. Poopy Puff is my girlfriend on Rhodes. These motherfuckers from my chat went and tweeted at Lana, yo, your man is hollering at chicks in GTA world. And so she showed up in the chat and didn't say anything, so I didn't know. But she was watching everything I was doing. And I even broke the fourth wall and I said, yo, because I would say this if I was single. I didn't fucking mean it. I was like, yo, girl, what's your IG? My chat's asking. And I broke the fourth wall, which you're not supposed to do in RP anyways. Oh, no. And everybody in the chat was like, yo, what's your Instagram? We want to look her up and see what you really look. Dog. Dog. I was in trouble. Big trouble, bro.
With your girl or the
yeah,
situation of what that person looked
no,
like?
No, with my chick, bro. With my chick. So she hits me up on the text like, yo, I seen you fucking asking for this chick's IG. Oh. What the fuck are you doing? This is cheating. This is cheating. Flipping out.
Is it?
Text me. And I said, listen, I didn't think about that. Now that the shoe's on the other foot, I think about the idea of you twerking on Rice Gum's dick in this video game and hearing your voice like, yeah, Rice, you like that fat ass on your cock. Maybe I wouldn't like that so much. I apologize. I'm sorry. How can I make this right? Shoot her in the fucking face.
What? This didn't happen.
Shoot her in the face. That's what she said. Now, in this world, you don't just do that shit. You don't just run up on people and bang them out because it's like a real world environment. And it's
what
like,
happens if you, can you?
You can, but you can get arrested. People are like, yo, why are you griefing people?
But it's what
like,
happens if you're arrested? It's none of it's real.
You go to jail for in the long? Game for like 20 minutes and you got to sit there by yourself in a cell. It's annoying, bro, right?
This is fucking weird.
Crazy.
Man. This is why.
Crazy. Whoa. So. Now, shout out to the homie Aiden Ross, who runs the server I'm in. He runs a server called SSB World. It's like 150. It's mostly all like influencers and like influential people. You can't just really join it, right? So I hit up Aiden. Yo, I need you to get that chick that I was spitting at the strip club and then also at Rice Gum's wedding, because I went to the wedding with her as well. I need you to call her down to the beach so I can just have a few words with her real quick. And so he hits the
this
chick
can't
up.
Be fucking
bro,
happening.
I'm dead
this
up.
This
now.
Is crazy.
So he hits her up and he's like, yo, what was her? Oh, her name was T. He's like, yo, T, what's good? Me and Rice and Mike are all down at the beach. If you wanna come through, we're just at the pier just hanging out. Cause there's a pier like Santa Monica, exact replica of it. We're just like on the roller coasters and shit. So she rolls up and I'm like, yo, T, can I like holler at you for a second? And she's like, Yeah, sure, no problem. And we like walk around the corner. I'm like, yo, things are like moving really fast. And like, you know, I know like you've been feeling me and like I've been feeling you and shit, and it's all cool and shit. And I was thinking maybe we could take this thing to the next level. And she was like, oh, yeah, really? And I was like, yeah, but my girl doesn't like that much. Boom,
shut
bro. Shot
up.
Her right in the fucking face, bro. Right in the face. And everybody around me said, why did you do that? I took off, ran, jumped off the pier into the Pacific Ocean. Didn't know how to swim because it was only my second time. So I drowned. So it was a murder suicide. So I couldn't even get arrested because I was dead and I just respawned somewhere else in the city. And she tweeted at me. She tweeted at me because she's like a chick that has like whatever. Because yo, you the fucking ops, man.
Oh no! What's her Instagram?
Hell no! Hell no! And wow. So, to make matters worse, guess who that homicide wasn't enough to appease for the hollering?
Oh no! Is this why?
It did. Yeah. Wifey,
is this why she posted Valentine's without you?
That's not why. But that was fucked up. but she was mad, bro. And I said, so it brought up this conversation that I'm having with you guys today, and I want to talk about it a little bit. But like, where is the line drawn? True. It brought me right back to a less gay version of Striking Vipers. Yeah. Do you remember those two?
The Black Mirror episode.
The guys in the Black Mirror just fucking each other every night.
In the game.
In the video game.
But they weren't gay in real life.
Exactly. Wow. So like, where is the line drawn? Like she said, where I crossed the line, and I'm sure the audience will agree with this, or maybe not, was when I asked for real life information in the fucking game.
This is tricky.
Tricky.
This is new.
Yeah.
Uncharted territory.
Because Rice is actually fucking in the game. I mean, he's putting in work.
What does the fucking look like in the game? Do you go somewhere or can you do it in the street?
You could do it in the street, but it's really just like Rice will lay down and like some girl will just grind on his.
Oh, so you don't actually.
Nah. I don't think there's like a way to actually do it.
Is he like masturbating in real life as it's happening?
Maybe. I don't think Rice is. But like Rice has like three wives in the game. Like he's married to three girls, and there's all kinds of like subplot lines. Like some chick that Rice was hooking up with is pissed off that he married two other girls. So she runs up at the wedding, starts shit at the altar. Like
this is how my stepbrother met his current wife.
At playing GTA?
World of Warcraft. They dated in the game in WoW.
And
they met in real life.
I can't talk about it. Fuck, I wish I could. But that SSB world has yielded a new high-profile relationship that we will be hearing about in the next couple of weeks. Oh, I'll tell you
What's
about
SSB?
It. Oh, don't you
What's
worry.
SSB?
It's Aiden's
okay.
It's Aiden's world.
A new high-profile relationship, huh?
Maybe.
Can I know now?
No.
But off like just take the headphones off and just
I'll just tell you after.
Why don't you just tell me now?
I
have to know.
I'll tell you after.
Just tell me now.
I don't want, or what? Forever hold your peace?
No, tell me now or I'll do something.
Bash my brains in?
Yeah, I'll do something.
It's not going to mean anything
Tell
to you.
Tell me now. Why not?
Why are you putting me in the hot seat? I'm getting hot now.
I want
to
know.
I'm sweating. To end it quickly.
Just tell me.
Anyway, so my Valentine's Day was really nice. My girlfriend is the best.
Talk about it later. Who knows?
Gift giver.
Wow. I know. What'd she buy you, Georgie?
I don't think you guys are ready for this.
I'm ready.
All right, I'll pull it out.
It better not be a mantis shrimp. Oh my God, a leather messenger bag from Michael Kors. Congratulations.
I got you these, by the way. I didn't just to bribe you not to move, but then you already made up your mind.
So okay.
So my girlfriend is the best gift giver ever. Like when I mean ever, I mean, I can't beat this bitch at this shit. Like I told her like, hey, I don't want any offense.
Why are you calling her a bitch, man?
She's my bitch and I'm her bitch. It's like we bitches together.
Wow.
Anyway, so.
Why are you dressed like a bank robber?
Oh, it's because.
Are you playing GTA?
She stole your heart.
You guys are like becoming nerds, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there. All these Pokemon shit and GTA. You fucking in the game. Like, fuck you guys.
We're nerds. There's the backpack again. He already brought it up, bringing it up again.
I want you guys to refer to me now as Lord.
Are you a Lord?
Dog,
did she register?
She made me a Lord.
You got registered to be a Lord?
I am now legally Lord George Janko.
No, you don't live in the UK. That's not.
Nope, because I have property now. She bought me property in London. I mean, in England, where I am now officially Lord George Janko.
Are you fucking with me?
She did it because she's like, yo, like, I just want to let you know, like, you're a good leader and you deserve to be a lord.
That's incredible.
Did she have to call you that at night?
No, she already did call me that at night. Wow. But yeah, this is actual shit I take to the bank.
Give me this. Give me this. I know what I'm looking at. LordTitles.com. Congratulations, Lord George Janko. What? George? Lord definition, someone or something having power, authority, or influence, a master or ruler. You're a master at everything you do, a true leader and the ruler of my heart. So I made it official, my Lord George Janko. I love you forever. Happy Valentine's Day, Bubba. Oh my God. Well, what property do you own?
I don't know, but it's like, it's fucking sick.
She bought a 5 foot
I'm
going
to change my credit card to Lord George Janko.
Alleyway.
So when I swipe, they're like, oh my God, are you a Lord? And I go.
It's funny you say that because 3 days ago, this video came out. From a man named KSI, who was just made a Lord 3 days ago, George, and actually changed his channel name to Lord KSI. Mm. So where does your ranking lie? Where does your ranking
go? Oh, no. It's getting...
you idiot! Why is everybody becoming
rank,
lords?
What do you
I
rank
didn't
the lords?
Fucking know. I didn't know, but I did. I will say this. Like 6 months ago, we're in the car. We're driving and she turns to me. She goes, hey, question for you. Is being called lord blasphemous? Because you know...
Is it?
And I told her, I was like, no, that just means you're just like a ruler of some type of land. That's why it's called landlord. And it's not blasphemous because God says, I'm the lord of all lords. So that means that there's allowed to be other lords. So I told her, I was like, no, respectfully.
God's the ultimate landlord.
Yes. And I was like, then, so no. And she's like, okay. And I never thought about what the fuck. Like, that's how weird our conversations get. That to me was just like a normal day-to-day conversation.
That's so great, George.
Yeah.
That's so great. That's one of the best things I've ever heard. Yeah, so you're a lord now.
Yeah.
Lord George Janko.
So why do you care that he's moving to Puerto Rico if you have...
Yeah, you got everything
know.
You need.
I don't know. That's why I said need. Last year if you would have asked me when I wasn't a lord. But I got land to lord over. And yes, it is 5 feet only. The land that I own is only 5 feet, but I'm 5 feet and I've done a lot in life. So
true.
I think...
True.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's in England.
No, yeah, but that's a big spot.
I don't understand. She bought land?
You have to own land.
Where's your land, dude?
I have fucking no idea.
How do you
But not- I could visit it. I could go visit it. I have it all here.
Well, no, you can't because you don't know where it is.
Well, it's mine.
Yeah, and regardless.
No, I have a map.
Let me see the map.
Yeah. I don't know if I might have left that at the house.
That's crazy.
Oh, there's a tiny version of it. But,
Let me see.
Was that the Squire? Like... The Shire, I mean?
I don't know if I...
Who drew this? Why was it drawn in the 15th century?
Oh, because that's when lords started happening.
Look, it's the most... Waterfall.
Hey, they have a lazy river. You should come.
Yeah, you don't have a lazy river. They do.
This is great.
I'd probably rather...
This might be a little fugazi.
What do you mean?
How can you just... Like, I don't know, dude.
No, bro. This is legal.
Yeah,
it's like when people buy stars or like you own a highway, essentially.
You adopt a highway and shit.
You know who's a big adopter of highways here? What is it? Methamphetamine? Do you guys ever see the methamphetamine signs? That's like, this highway is owned by methamphetamine. Or is it, no, Special K. What's it called?
The cereal box?
No, not cereal. What's the drug I'm thinking of? Ketamine.
Ketamine.
Because you know ketamine's like a thing they're trying
kettle.
To do here? Jake, I'm looking at you because I know you know about ketamine. Fuck you, bro.
Right. Ketamine's a cat tranquilizer.
But they're looking at it having medicinal purposes.
For cats.
For depression and like PTSD and
depressed
shit.
Depressed cats.
And so ketamine actually owns part of the country. Man, fuck all y'all.
Fuck you. What'd you get your girlfriend?
I made it seem like I was like busy and I was working and stuff. And so I had everything set up and Simi helped me get everything ready. So when we walk in the house, it all looked great.
What's it? What'd you get her?
Actually, shockingly enough, we don't talk about what we get each other publicly.
Is that how you tell us you didn't get
it?
We shit?
Just like to keep our relationship personal. And
wait, but you just
like I'll tell you off camera.
You just told everyone that.
Oh, because I'm a lord, bro. You got to flex that shit. Okay. Wait, I'm gonna keep that shit to myself, okay. Like a hidden gun.
George, did you get her anything?
No idea.
George, did you get her anything?
I did. Yes, I did.
Well, I didn't have a Valentine.
Oh yeah, it's because you're a loser that collects Pokemon cards and fucking video games.
It's right.
So that's why your girlfriend posts a picture on Valentine's Day without you in it, and you don't get a post. So. Thanks for watching Impulsive Guys, the last episode we've ever fucking played. And
oh my god, the $70,000
new
desk.
Table. Oh my god. Things back. Fucker. Nah, yeah, it's tricky. You're right. You're making good points because I started collecting Pokemon cards in a relationship. And now that I'm out of a relationship, you know, like I'll be escorting a girl around my house. I'll be like, oh, there's like another Pikachu stuffed animal. Like this is my first edition. They don't give a fuck. It's weird. I'm weird. I'm a weird person.
Shocking.
Officially.
I get that because it's kind of like being fat.
What?
It's kind of like being fat. What'd like you when say? You're fat in a relationship, they're just like, that's so cute. Like even more to cuddle. And then like when you get out of a relationship and you're fat, you're just fat.
You're just fat.
And stupid. Because you got no girlfriend.
I'm a simple guy. Like I don't really demand much, you know, low maintenance. But ladies, pay attention. I feel like also this list will work for most men. I'll go ahead and say it. I'm speaking on behalf of the males. The males. Ladies, listen up. Shorty. You want to win your way to my heart? Super simple. Step one, back scratches. Scratches back. Give me those goosebumps when I least expect it. Number two, cook for me. Make me food. Very simple. Three, keep that skin soft. Honestly, like keep that lotion going, but don't use too much lotion. I don't want to be grabbing you and it's like a slip and slide. Four, morning sex. We got to start the day right, woman. We're going to get it.
We're going to go to Pound Town first thing in the morning. And the rest of the day is going to be great. And lastly, and I think most importantly, the last way to win my heart over is... You cannot have had sex with Tyga. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's all you got to do. You're going to win my heart.
Wow.
With those simple steps.
You just eliminated 90% of Hollywood.
You better go to Puerto Rico. And by the way, Tyga's got a crib there too, bitch. He got a house in Dorado. You fucking know it. You know he does, bro.
No.
God dang, bro. That was so well worded. Yeah. You're a poet.
And I know it.
And you know it.
Hey, can I ask you something?
What?
Why did you take the instrumental background from like herpes medications online?
I noticed that.
That sounded like, well, play it back. Let me give you an example.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
It's not embarrassing. 4 out of 5 men walking in the grocery store right now have the same itching problem that you do. Before taking Herpedex, ask your doctor. People like Mike Malak, Logan Paul. That's it. Sponsored by...
All right, cut him off.
Blue Chew.
Wait, hit him with the side effects? Side effects of Herpedex may include headache, unconsciousness, bleeding from the mouth and heart, death, paralysis, the death of everyone you've ever met, the death of everyone in general. You're going to die if you take this medication. Please read the label to find out if Herpedex is right for you. And... herpes-free outbreak days are in your future with Herpedex.
Did it not sound like that?
That was fantastic. Dylan, you should send me soundtracks like that more often. We could do so many things.
So many things.
Why don't you do that with actual brand deals? Like when you do like the next fucking...
Let's do one for this episode.
We're doing commercials for my box break. Think about that. Why do we not run commercials?
Yeah.
Like self-made. They're only promoting our shit.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's me, Logan Paul. Oh, wait. For this episode?
No. For my Pokemon box, bro. The live stream.
I just realized I'm holding that. I was like I'm about to kill it in the booth right now.
I had Valentine's Day yesterday. We did a fully Asian-themed Valentine's Day. We went to Koreatown. We had boba tea. We,
Yeah, you made a big deal out of that.
I made it What do you mean? What, the boba tea?
You made a large deal out of it.
Out of what?
The boba tea.
It was good. It was really tasty. Yeah, it's got little balls in it.
Okay, well, we'll keep it to yourself.
We had boba tea. We had bao.
Bao's great.
The bao was really
what
good.
Kind of bao?
Is that a restaurant or a
meal? It's a dish.
Okay. It's a dish. Yeah, it's like little steamed rice buns. Mm. I believe it's a can of teas.
Pork bao? You got pork?
Yeah,
bao?
Pork belly bao.
Pork belly bao.
And then we went and we got a foot massage. Yo, speaking of which, I went into this place for a foot massage. I can never just seem to get a foot massage these days.
Happy endings coming.
No, it always turns into a back massage. I'm like, dude, I just simply want to get a foot massage. Okay. And so when I go in, I ask for a foot massage, they send me the guy. It's always some bulky ass, bald, large, muscular Asian man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, don't worry, man. He's only touching your feet. It's not super weird. He's just touching your feet. All you gotta do is sit back in the chair.
Sure.
When I get in the room, there's no chair. It's a bed. So I already know I'm up. I'm in trouble. Okay. He starts massaging my feet. He's got a fucking strong grip. He's digging into those things, dude. I'm starting to lose consciousness just from the feet. Then all of a sudden he says, please flip over. I flip over.
I thought he was Asian.
And he's sucking accents.
He's a frog.
Hey, please move over.
Please flip over. Please flip over. I knew I was in trouble because this man did not use his hands on my back. He only used the sharpest elbows I have ever felt in my entire life and couldn't put together an English sentence long enough to ask me, are you in pain right now? Here's how I knew I was fucked. I found myself whispering to myself, pain is a social construct. Pain is a social construct. Over and over again. Because as a man, I could not admit to him that he was hurting me. He was putting every ounce of might into his elbow, into my back, right in this region that really hurts when someone does that. Yeah. And he was like, how's the pressure? And I was like, it's fine. And he just kept fucking digging, bro. I went to war with a small Asian man.
Do you know why he did that to you?
Why?
Because in the back of his mind, quietly, was like, if you're going to make me touch your feet, huh, you fucker? He's like, you're not going to tell me about
huge tip.
Bro, your feet scare me when they're in socks. And then when you take them out, in my mind, I go, how many chairs, couches, and tables has that foot hurt? You break everything that's in your way.
I wouldn't call them toes. At the end. I call them tentacles.
They like fold like this.
They're over. Ugh.
Oh my God. What's happening over here? What is that white spot?
That was just like a mark. Well, it's
not going away,
it's
Mike.
It's a callus, but it's also got a mark there as well.
That's
like white.
That's how big Puerto Rico is. Show us where you're going to live.
Are my feet dirty right now, Caleb? No, right? They're not overly dirty, are they?
I need everybody to look at his feet and realize he just said, that's not that dirty.
A sixth toe coming out? Like, what? Like, when is this going to be fully developed?
Like, guys, listen, what do you want me to fucking say to you? You like my butt crack, did you say?
Danny, what?
You can't say that.
D, D, no D, no D, no D, no D, no D, no D.
Trump got acquitted.
What does that mean?
For the second time, he's 2-0 on impeachment. The guy's undefeated.
He's like R. Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, at this rate, he's never gonna be out of office. Wait, what? He's already gone.
Yeah, bro.
They're doing
acquitted,
that so he
bro.
Can't re-elect.
Rerun, and they strip him of his rights of Secret Service and all that, and the jet and all that.
Wait,
shit.
They're trying to take his Secret Service.
Well,
if
you get impeached, it all goes away. Whoa. They take it away from you. But
that's dangerous.
Evidently, it was a pretty bipartisan. I haven't really studied it much, and the reason I'm bringing this up is I haven't studied it as much because as soon as Biden became president, I forgot that we even had a president. You don't hear anything
weird
anymore.
Right? Weird.
And for all the Trumpsters and all the conservatives watching this, it definitely is because of the media, in part, because the media just stopped making a big deal of it because they had this, they were on this rampage against Trump. But also, the president of the United States is not tweeting out absolutely fucking insane messages on his Twitter. And so, as of right now,
is he doing things, though?
He's probably golfing.
No.
Oh,
Biden?
Oh, Biden? No, I don't think so. I don't even know if he was supposed to do anything. I think we just need a new president. I think he just went back to doing what other presidents did, was just hanging out. He'll probably shake people's hands and shit.
Kiss some babies.
Well, we know.
Oh, yeah. He went through a little sniffing phase. He was sniffing all the hairs.
But honestly, to be completely honest, I love the idea of having conversations with people and the president and their current like outlook on things doesn't come up. Like, when's the last time you had an argument with someone?
Oh, in Miami. This is how I knew. With that girl.
The one who I called you and told you about.
Yeah. Oh. Yo.
Is that the same girl that you were talking about in the beginning of the story?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, I was like, damn.
I couldn't. This is how I knew. I was like, I don't belong here. I couldn't believe.
Oh, you told me what she said. Yeah. Are you going to say what she said?
I'll say it. Fuck it. I didn't say it. I'm just a messenger.
I don't know if you should, bro.
No, I should. I'm going to because I felt a fucking fire ignite in me, and I immediately got
turned off.
Turned off is an understatement. It's like, yo, get the fuck out of my hotel room. It was her and her friend, and I could tell they were on like a bit of a QAnon wave.
How did you tell? Were they wearing Skechers?
No, they were talking about conspiracies.
what's the telltale sign that someone's a QAnonist? You know what I'm saying? Like, were they wearing a shirt that said Hillary Clinton eats flesh?
No.
Like, what's the telltale sign?
Because she would say, like, I was very not buying into that shit, you know, like anyone with a fucking brain.
Yeah, bro.
But they weren't. She'd say it like this. Yeah, but like, I heard about this one. And she'd say it, and I know she believed it. And I have to sit there. I'm like, yo, explain to her like why this is not true. Like these facts that you think are facts actually aren't. Where are you getting your information? You're young. Are you on Facebook? Where are you on QAnon? And they were just super, I don't know. I hadn't had a conversation like this in a while. I'm sitting there and the girl goes, hurts me to say it. She goes,
I don't even want to be in frame.
She said George Floyd was a fucking setup, dude. She said George Floyd was a setup. That's what she said.
I said, what the fuck did you just say? Because that is a bold ass claim.
Fucked.
And I need you to make some serious,
in a
serious
hurry,
points
right now.
Why you just said that before I kick you out of my room. And I think she felt how much that bothered me, which is odd because I don't, you guys know me. I don't really get fired up. I'm like,
there was that one time.
Well, you bought him a fucking shrimp.
Just watch your mouth, Blanche.
No, I was. I'm typically a level-headed guy.
Stick to one insult.
Go on.
In issues of racial inequality and injustice in America, I get fucking fired up.
For
and
sure.
So I pressed her hard, obviously, and no good actual reasons. She just was like saying some things about his past and who he was as a person, and the crimes that he and what he was on, or he was inebriated or something. And I said, and I obviously had to explain to her, like, hey, none of that fucking matters. Also, that none of that justifies your original point in saying that George Floyd was a setup, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
So unless you're going to justify that point, we can talk about who George Floyd was all day. But unfortunately, that doesn't make the cop the judge, jury, and executioner. And that's how I think I knew Miami. The place for me, I arrived and there was a Trump rally going on. I said, people still talking about this guy? Fucking honking horns down
the street. It's already over.
It's done. Give it up.
Wait.
Give it up.
Anyway. But let me ask you this question. See, but you don't fuck with the hope because, yo, you show me a crazy chick and I'm in Miami in a hotel room. Like that might be an even bigger green light. Like I'm like, yo, you believe in QAnon? You think that our president might be a reptile? Like bro, do you know what a QAnon bitch can do in the bedroom? Are you fucking kidding? Your dick will catch on fire. That girl will fuck so hard, bro. Trying to save the world from Comet Pizza, Ping Pong Pizza, whatever the fuck it was. John Lennon loves fucking flesh. John Legend loves fucking flesh. Like, bro, can you imagine,
yeah, freaks,
bro?
Huh?
Just freaking.
But there was two of them. It was too much for me. And
yeah,
then,
you almost
and
got
then
killed.
Then they said, I'm here for the fun. Like, I'm fascinated that you're entertained and believe these things. Like, I'm here for the... But when you make a statement as bold as that, you're going to be met with these hands. I'm just kidding.
And that was the first fight I won this year.
Yes! No, but that wasn't the only fight that you almost got in Miami. Because we were at a Super... With a girl, by the way. Because we were at a... We were at a Super Bowl party. We went to two... like a Super Bowl fucking gathering.
Wait, why are you
all right,
fighting
with 10
so many
or
girls?
Less
no,
socially distanced people with masks. All right? Cut the fucking shit, assholes. We were at Andrew Scholl's house. And we watched a little bit of the Super Bowl there. Very socially distanced with masks. Watch the first half. So we go to the second party. This party's got... is more of like a club scene, like not as Andrew Schultz-esque, less like wives and like dogs and like pizzas and more just like cocaine and like Bitcoin holders and prostitutes. So I'm about to leave the party. It's like, or the event, the gathering, the small soiree with my girlfriend because it's 10:30, which is 3 hours past her bedtime. and I'm sitting there and I see Logan engaged in a conversation with what can only be described as a large Amazonian woman. Mm-hmm. She's 7.5 feet tall, mm-hmm. towering over him, mm-hmm. and she's fired up. Not over any specific thing. She's just happy to be alive. She's happy to be there. She did a bunch of fucking Molly and she's in Logan's face.
It. That wasn't it.
What was it?
Everything.
Every drug.
You could tell.
So she's in his face and she's doing this. And so whenever I see that guy, girl in his face, my dude right here, I'm activating. So I go up to her and I go, yo, I have to ask you politely to get out of my friend's face. She turned to me and she goes, I am a fucking local bitch. Shut your mouth. And she was tall. So when I said she said it like this down to me, she did. And you know what I said back to her? If you say one more word to me, I'm going to have my girlfriend beat your fucking ass. And I put Amara in front of me and I backed up like this.
It got heated when she chest bumped me.
She
grabbed my hand and pulled me in like a football, bro, and went, boom, I flew back 20, 30 feet,
bro. Literally, I've never seen anything like this. This girl was, have you ever seen?
I thought it was Rob Gronkowski for a split second. I thought it was.
It was Rhonda Gronkowski. I'm not even kidding.
She goes, we're sitting there, we're talking, standing there. I was laying down because she just belly flopped me. And she goes, ha, 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 you remind me of me. And I said, I hope not.
But then
Mike came and saved the day with his girlfriend.
No, I actually didn't. I didn't say that. I said, I got like kind of hood and I was like, yo, if you say one more thing, like I'm going to have my girl dice you up.
Why don't you tell her like, yo, I just shot a bitch and killed
her. No, I didn't want to say that. But then I'm Amra. Because the thing is like Amra, as we all know, is actually about it. Like she stepped up and all of a sudden now I'm involved in an actual situation. So they all walk over into the corner and that girl, the Amazonian girl, has three equally Amazonian friends. Mm. And it's just them three with Amra. It all worked out. Everything was fine. Logan went his way and probably went back to the house and ate some fucking microgreens and went
pizza.
To sleep.
Pizza.
He fell off your diet a little bit, huh, fat boy?
I realized.
I saw you eating a cheeseburger at fucking BurgerFi with Food God.
Oh, yeah. I realized it doesn't matter. My metabolism is crazy.
High as fuck.
Crazy, bro. I eat hordes of food. Super Bowl was good. Had some prop bets on the Barstool Sportsbook. I put it on there that bet with Logan Paul said Gronk was going to score 69 yards and one touchdown. You know, because he was on our podcast, and typically athletes who come on our podcast, it's good luck. He won the Super Bowl. He got two touchdowns and he got 67 yards. So he was 2 yards short, essentially, of this prop bet hitting. I think it was boosted, right? It's plus 690. So bet 100, what, you win 690?
Yeah.
It was boosted big time, but he was 2 yards short. But since it was my first prop bet, Barstool Sportsbook put it through. Shout out Penn for making that happen, which was awesome. And then a second prop bet with Logan Paul was LeBron to score 25 and the Lakers win. I wake up the next morning. LeBron scored exactly 25, and the Lakers won by one in OT. And then I put another one for Kamaru Usman.
And you got that one, too.
He TKO'd Gilbert Burns, I believe, in the third. Kamaru Usman, I said it when he started that fight. I don't know if he can be beat. He's one of those fighters. Betting against him was the worst mistake of my life. That guy is a fucking animal.
We didn't know
because he had made a name for himself, and now he's up there for the longest win streak in the UFC with the best guys. 13 win streak, 13
he's
wins
so,
in a
he's
in a row.
So good.
Him, Izzy. There's a few people. Khabib. I just don't think we'll be beat ever. He's just too solid. Can take hits. Can dish him. 100% takedown defense. Clay Guida. Does anyone remember him?
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
No.
Okay. Back in the day, Clay Guida, long hair, MMA fighter. I remember watching him fight the other week, and that dude's 39 years old and just is a dog. Fights like he's a street fighter, but obviously has the skills of a talented MMA fighter. And it was really cool to see, I don't know, someone who I grew up watching in Clay Guida, long hair, just fighting like a beast, win and dominate in the way that he did. It was cool. It gives me inspiration, man. This shit doesn't stop if you just keep going. Especially if you love it. He was fired up during his post-fight win speech. Those are my favorites, post-fight win speech.
You'll have one of those one time.
Yeah. Yeah. Floyd fight was supposed to be happening in 5 days. February 20th is supposed to be happening.
Do you have any info on the redeployment?
Talking to the big boss, man.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Don
we're going
today.
In right after this.
Yeah, he's sitting
with
over there.
With a new partner, potentially, that I brought to the table. Strange guy.
Thanks for watching Impulsive. The number one podcast in the world. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next week. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.